This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is episode 6 of the Levels of Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, from Netflix Reviews, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be going over the rankings. So this is a kind of a special episode. And what we'll do is, now that we're doing it, at the end of each of our series, we'll do a final ranking episode. So the second show, when we finish a series for that week, will be ranking episode. Now, you've heard all our scores, and we've reviewed these movies for you. So we're not going to do re-reviews of all the movies, obviously, but we'll give a little blurb on each one, why we ranked it, where we ranked it, and we'll give you our final rankings for that series. In this case, this is the Pierce Brosnan era James Bond films. Alex, let them know what the four films are.
The four films are GoldenEye, The Tomorrow Never Dies, The World's Not Enough, and Die Another Day.
Die Another Day. So, as you might have just listened to on our previous podcast, we just reviewed that movie, and I'm pretty sure you guys all know where it's going to rank, but you know what? We don't do spoilers, so you're just going to have to listen to the next 15, 20 minutes to find out exactly where it ranks. But of course, we want to let you know, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please, if you can, give us a star ranking. 5 stars would be preferable, but only if you really, really love it. Be honest. It's okay. Any feedback you have for us is great. Of course, leave a comment, subscribe, so that way you get the new episodes as they drop every Wednesday and is it Wednesday, Friday?
No, Thursday. Wednesday, Friday.
Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. Audio, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday. You'll get a notification. Videos, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, go up Thursday and Saturday. And if you're watching the video, leave a comment in the bottom with your ranking. So whatever we're talking about that week, we want to know your opinion. If it's a review episode, give us your scores. If it's a ranking episode, give us your ranking so that we could chat with you and see what you got. So we have watched our way through the entire Pierce Brosnan era. It was a good time, would you say?
Yeah, it was very fun. I enjoy myself. And again, he's my favorite Bond. So you can see why.
Yeah. So it was a first time watch for me for one of them and a first time rewatch in a really long time for another one. GoldenEye, I had seen a few times, and Tomorrow Never Dies, I actually had seen not that long ago. But A World Is Not Enough, I hadn't watched since 1999. And Die Another Day, I had never seen. It was my first time. So so it was fun. I agree 100%. I really had a good time. So now what we're going to do, we're going to give you guys our rankings, and we are going to go in reverse order. So we will start at our worst, work our way up to our best. I will go first with the worst, and then Alex will go, and then we'll do like we do on the show, and we'll flip-flop. So I'll give 4, he'll give 4, then he'll give 3, then I'll give 3, and so on and so forth. So my fourth, obviously, is Die Another Day. this was one of the easiest rankings as far as where to slot a movie that there ever was for me. I hated it. I did not have fun watching it. I watched this with my best friend on the whole earth and still didn't have a good time. If you could watch something with the person you like best and you're still like, man, I want to go home, that's how you know you're watching not a good movie. And that's exactly my experience. Halle Berry's awful. The action scenes are awful. Pierce Brosnan's bored. Madonna has a cameo for no reason. None of the other singers had a cameo, but Madonna shows up in this one. you know, I didn't see Tina Turner in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, I didn't see Sheryl Crow in Tomorrow Never Dies. I didn't see Garbage hanging out in The World Is Not Enough. But I sure did see Madonna in this one. So that's my number 4. And it's not, and I remember I kind of crapped on Tomorrow Never Dies. I regret it. I take some of what I said back and apply it to this. This is the worst one. So that's my number 4.
Yeah, my number 4, I'm not even... my number 4, I'm going to agree. Die Another Day is just such a stupid movie. And it's crazy because I went to the theater to see this twice when I was younger. And you know what it is? When you're younger and you see invisible cars and you see all this stuff, you think it's all cool and stuff. When you grow up, It's a stupid movie. Halle Berry cannot act for crap in this movie. And it's funny because she brought the same acting style she did with Storm from X-Men. She just carbon copied it and put it here. Yeah, it's not good. The main actor, I mean, the main villain is god-awful. Yeah, the premise of the movie is stupid. And Pierce Brosnan is just old, and you could tell he just does not want to do this anymore. Yeah. So with that said, that is my number four. Is Die Another Shocker. Day, 2002.
Big shock.
Yeah. This now, number three, this was kind of hard. This was really hard. This is hard for me. But number three, I'm going with 1995 GoldenEye.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go with GoldenEye. I'm not going to say it's not a horrible movie by no means necessary. It's just that the other two films I enjoyed way more. GoldenEye, sure. For me, Pierce Brosnan's first. At Bond, I thought he was really good. Not great yet, but he started. I mean, he just looked the part. He played the part well. The script, he played it to the best that he could with the script they gave him. Sean Bean, MI6 character, I was a little here and there. I think I gave him a 3 because you gave him a 2. Sean Bean, right?
Yeah.
So I gave him a 3. I was not too crazy with the MI6 bad guy, Alec. The storyline for that one, the GoldenEye, I thought it was pretty cool. The way it did, I just think they needed to have more of the GoldenEye doing more stuff. There's not once. But other than that, GoldenEye is 3. What about you, Nick?
All right. Yeah, for me, number 3 is obvious. See, my 4 and 3 were very obvious because it's Tomorrow Never Dies, number 3. up until I watched Die Another Day. And wouldn't you know it, the two Bond movies that have die in the title is exactly what I wanted to do when I was watching. This one, Tomorrow Never Dies, it was bad for me. I didn't have a good time. In hindsight, it's way better than Die Another Day, but it's still not good. The bad guy is an old man who controls a newspaper. Scary. it just wasn't that great. Some of the action scenes were pretty good. I liked the remote control car. I liked that doctor guy. That's the villain, like the henchman guy.
Kaufman,
he was pretty
Kaufman?
Cool.
Dr. Kaufman?
Yep. He was cool. I liked him. Yep. Yeah, I liked him. And then that was, if I remember correctly, that was about all I liked in that movie. I liked the Sheryl Crow song. It was pretty good. But nope, I didn't like it. So this is one that I can see potentially in the right situation watching again in the future. That's as good of a compliment as I can give it. Like Die Another Day, I'll never watch again. I don't care. I own it. There's no scenario where I'm like, I want to put this on, unless it's 15 years from now and I'm still reviewing stuff online and I have to read. That is the only way. So yeah, that's my number 3 is Tomorrow Never Dies. I wish it would though. Okay, now number 2. This was not as hard for me, but at least the top 2 are movies I enjoyed. My number 2 is GoldenEye. Like you said, Pierce Brosnan's first outing, Martin Campbell, a very good director, very solid, good choice, did a great job with this movie. Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the villain, but I really enjoyed almost every other aspect of the movie. Great opening song from Tina Turner. Brosnan is very good. 7 years before the last one, he looks less tired, less old, younger, suaver. The Anna Top, I remember, is amazing in this. Famke mm-hmm. Janssen is just, she's like, in this series of his series, I feel like she's the best henchman character as far as the villains go. Yeah. She was the best to watch, at least, and then not just like she is beautiful, but also she kills people by squeezing them with her thighs. And I mentioned that last time, and I still think it's amazing. that's the kind of over the top thing that at least it's kind of like cool and funny. So I liked her. Sean Bean, not great, but good action scenes, great opening scene. So yeah, I really enjoyed GoldenEye. I thought it was a fun movie and a good intro for Pierce Brosnan as James Bond.
Yeah. My number 2 is going to be Tomorrow Never Dies. And the reason why is I love the dark tone they went with the movie. I know a lot of people is not their cup of tea, Nate. you know, stated on his way. And I know I have other Bond friends, too, that they don't like Tomorrow Never Dies either. But I enjoyed it. I love the dark tones that they took with this movie. And I love the way Pierce Brosnan. It reminded me like Casino Royale, like that style, but in the Bronson era. Like, to me, if out of all the scripts I had to pick it, that script reminded me of that Bronson, of the Daniel Craig era of Bond, that dark, realistic tone. So I that's what I can say about Tomorrow Never Dies. I love the remote control car. I still think that is the best car out of all four movies, is that car alone. I mean, we didn't get to see much of it, but the most that we see him going around in the back seat, I love it. I think it's just awesome, the way it was shot and everything. So with that said, I go with Tomorrow Never Dies.
Very good. Now, we obviously have the same number one because we both haven't said this movie yet. And I'm going to be honest, even though I'm going to let you go first because it's your turn, surprising to me. When we started this, I definitely thought GoldenEye would be number one for me, just like because I remember liking it. And I like the game. So I'm a little surprised, especially if you look at all the other ratings of it. It's not rated the highest. Most people don't talk about it. So, Alex, go ahead and tell them what we think is the best Pierce Brosnan Bond film.
Look, I'm going to be really honest with you. This was not my number one. If you would have asked me this going in, if you would have asked me this years ago, you would have said, Alex, what's your number one in the Pierce Brosnan? It would never would have been that the movie that I'm about to say. It would have been Tomorrow Never Dies. I would have said it. Hands down, Tomorrow Never Dies. But after rewatching in this awesome podcast that you guys are listening to right now, I went, holy crap, this had the best story, the best villain. She was sexy. She was attractive. She used her women-esque to get whatever she wanted to get, if that made sense. Pierce Brosnan was on top notch fine wine of Pierce. Like, he just, that he embodied James Bond in the movie. M was the focal point of the story. And that is The World's Not Enough. I thought it was a great movie. The only knock is Denise Richards. But again, she was horrible. But I prefer her over Jinx, which is Die Another Day, because she did not have corny lines at all, except the one with the caviar when he was like, he's swimming in the Valentin Sinovsky's swimming in the caviar. And he goes, you would taste good with wine. And she was like, yeah, with sour cream too. And I was like, oh, that's so corny. I was like, that was really corny. But other than that, I mean, that's the only knock that honestly is Denise Richards. Because other than that, I thought the plot was great. I thought the villain was amazing. I thought 007 was amazing. I thought the gadgets that he had was actually used very well. It wasn't not fake at all. M was great. And that was the last appearance of Q in the film. So that was like another top notch. And the boat scene in the beginning was like phenomenal. That boat awesome. Scene. Yeah. So with that said, for me, number one is the most underrated Bond movie in the Bronson era, and it's The World's Not Enough. Take it away.
I agree 100%. Not only, it's weird how it's both the most underrated and also the best, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll have a scenario where like one of them is the best, and then like there's an underrated one that's maybe second or third best. You know what I mean? But somehow, for us at least, in our opinion, our humble opinion, we feel it's both the most underrated and also the actually best one. I agree. It had the most interesting storyline, getting Q involved heavier. You have an actress like Judi Dench, who's terrific. Use her. And they did. And guess what? Spoiler alert. In the Craig films, they used her. You know why? Because she's a great actress.
Yeah.
So, you know, bigger role for her, very important to the storyline. Agree, a great villain. You know, she used her feminine wiles, if you will, to get to Bond, and she used it to get to Bond in one way and to get to M in another way. So it was like, it was very smart.
And to get to Reinhardt, because remember, she switched. Yeah. She made him get. She made him do whatever he needed to do.
Yeah, and he was a cool henchman. He's a freaking X-Man who has like gets stronger every day, like the Incredible Hulk. The more mad he gets, he gets stronger. So that was cool. I liked him. Great action. The boat, this opening action scene is the best. It's the best one out of all the movies. It's the longest one. It's literally like 15 or 20 minutes almost. Mm-hmm. And it has like levels. It goes from a meeting room with a jumping out of a window into an explosion in MI6, into a boat chase scene, onto a hot air balloon. Like, it's very memorable and it's awesome. And Brosnan was just supremely pissed off, which I mentioned in my review. I love pissed off Bond. That's the best version of him for me, for Brosnan, right? Because look, he's good looking. He gets the ladies. We get that. But what kind of layers does he have? You know what I mean? Where's his layers? Well, this is the one where he's got layers, because he's like, dang, I still slept with her. I'm still a ladies man, but now I hate her and now I'm pissed off and they're really messing with me. So best rendition of Bond for me. A great underrated theme song from Garbage. It's actually really good. I was surprised, I'll be honest. And I know we talked about it when we reviewed it. I saw this in the theater when I was 12 and I loved it. When I was 12. So I was like, oh, shoot. You know, 12-year-old Nate and 33-year-old Nate do not have the same exact taste. So I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be like super corny. And besides Denise Richards, it's really not that corny. Sure, there's some Bond cheesy stuff, but it's not corny and it's not bad. And as long as you could avoid those things, you did well. You know, Christmas Jones aside, everyone else was very good in the movie. And it's both of our number ones, surprisingly. Like you said, I was shocked. I was like, that will probably be, I thought maybe second or third, but I did not think it would be my favorite one.
Yeah, and you know what the crazy thing is too, Nate? The fact that you said you like Dark Bond, I will give you a little hint. Out of the Timothy Dalton movies, I guarantee you, you're going to love License to Kill. Guarantee you. I'm not even going to tell you the premise of the movie because we're going to cover it here on the podcast and you guys watching on YouTube. So we're going to be covering it when we do the Timothy Dalton, which is not four movies, it's only two movies because he did The Living Daylight and License to Kill. So we will figure out how we add that. But again, it's a Bond movie, so it'll go under the franchise tag. So with that, I think you're going to love. And he's dark, like dark, dude, like super duper dark. Like, I think he's even darker than Daniel Craig, like all his movies. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I haven't seen anything prior to GoldenEye, not even once. But from what you just said and from what I've gathered, because as a movie fan, I know about movies that I haven't seen. I just, I've never watched them.
Yeah.
I think Roger Moore is going to be my least favorite. I'm calling it now. I have a feeling.
I don't think so.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like the Roger Moore movies. I think here's my pre. Okay, so this is fun. The great Nate Teeny, right? This is not the Al Teeny. I'm going to do a prediction myself. I think my favorite Bond will be Craig. And that's just because I've seen his movies more recent. Like, he's really the first Bond I saw all the movies and got into right away. I will then think, from what you said, I'm going to guess Dalton, even though he's only in two, will be my next favorite. If it's like that, like what you're saying, I think I'm going to put him second. I think Brosnan will be third because I'm familiar. And even though I didn't like two of these movies, that's okay. I liked him in them, right? I think Sean Connery will be fourth because even though he has some very famous, movies in his section of Bond.
Yeah.
I think he also has some cornball movies from what I've heard. And then Roger Moore will be my last because I think he has the real most cheesiest ones because he's in like 70s and 80s. So I have a feeling he's going to have some really wackadoo stuff in his movies. And I'm going to be like, I know there's one where he goes to the moon or something, or in space.
Moonraker.
Yeah. That automatically makes me think, uh-oh. And that's all I'll say. So,
What's funny?
That's my rankings. With Moonraker, my pre-watch rankings.
Yeah. The Moonraker, I always fall asleep. Always fall asleep. My wife laughs because when we put that movie on to try to finish and watching it, I'm asleep. I will say this. The great Al Teeny. I'm not even going to play the thing.
Not yet.
Because outfits are coming soon into the show. The great Al Teeny will predict this. Okay. Nate will like Timothy Dalton. It's not going to be high ranked. I'm not ranking. I'm just going to say he's going to like Timothy Dalton. He's going to like Roger Moore. And the films that he is going to like will be, and you could write this down, A View to a Kill with Walkins.
Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken is the bad guy. You're going to like A View to a Kill. You're going to like Live and Let Die. Okay? Those two. All right? Because to me, those are my favorites. But there's other ones. I think he did a lot of them. right now, you're catching me off guard. I got to look at the other titles. But those two, I will say right now. Sean Connery, I don't think you're going to like any of them. Because they are corny. Because they're very... Some of them are cornball. I like them because I'm a Bond fan. But the way you start criticizing that Tomorrow Never Dies, I don't think you're going to want to sit through the other one. But honestly, the great Altini will say that you will enjoy Goldfinger. That one I will say you will enjoy a lot because that's his most famous one. It's not Diamonds Are Forever, Russia With Love. But I think you will like that one. Bronson, we already did. George LaBiz, he did On Her Majesty's Secret Service. He's the one that did it once. Had one of the best stories, but a horrible Bond. I could say. But again, we will see. The great Attini has spoken.
We will see. We will see. Yeah. So that we're going to get to these over time. Guys, I will be getting a hold of these movies. So we will be... Yeah. Reviewing them as I, you know, over time, but we want to mix it up. We don't want to just bombard you with Bond movies right out the gate, right? So we started with it because Alex is a huge fan and it was fun. I like it. And we'll probably do Craig next, most likely. We're going to do it in a weird order, so it's fine. You just got to deal with us. But just so you guys know, the next series we'll be doing is Terminator. So one thing we set out to with this podcast is action movies. But we are open and embracing all subgenres of action. So sci-fi action, you know, horror action in this vein of, let's say, Resident Evil or Underworld, right? Because it has vampires and zombies, but they're action movies. At the end of the day, they're not horror movies. They're action movies.
Hansel and Gretel has action.
Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. Yeah. Heck yeah. That's an action movie. Yeah. You know, we're going to do some, we might do some kung fu movies. We might do some, 90s action, 80s action. So it'll be a broad spectrum. We just want you guys to know that. So Terminator, sci-fi action, but it's an action franchise. Let's be real. So we will be reviewing the Terminator franchise. So just so you guys know, for next week, so you guys can get amped up and so you can watch the movies. That way, when we talk about them, you're aware of what we're saying. And because we do full spoilers, of course, when we review them. So Terminator 1, and then... For the second episode next week, it'll actually be the off week where we do a non-franchise. It'll be 300, the first 300. Mm-hmm. So that will be our second review for next week. Of course, as I said at the top of the show, the audio versions of these podcasts will be out every Wednesday and every Friday, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, whichever one you like to use. And of course, the video versions will be out every Thursday and every Saturday. So we're hitting you on every single level. If you want to listen to us on a drive, get that audio version. If you want to watch us when you're, you know, eating your dinner, get that video version. Video version, of course, has a couple extra features because we put up the box office numbers. We have clips, which is fun. But you know what? Sometimes you should not watch and drive. So listen to us on Apple Music. That way you could be safe and not be so excited by the explosions that you drive off the road.
Yeah,
exactly. So, Did I freeze again?
No, you're good. No, but everything that Nate said, you could follow us on Apple Podcasts. You could like, share, and subscribe on YouTube once the videos go up on Thursdays and Saturdays. And again, you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at Levels of Geeks or now on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. I'll put random thoughts and some polls and some funny stuff up. That's just my Twitter thinking, but Instagram is my main source where I put my photos of my collectibles, my DVDs, 4Ks, Blu-rays, collections, Even my collectible collections, like my statues and figurines I'd be getting, or people sending me, my friends from like Florida sent me a whole thing of the real Ghostbusters action figures, which I couldn't find up here. He shipped it up here and I was like, yes, from the 80s. But again, I put all that up on the Instagram. So that is pretty cool. And like Nate said, oh, and we're doing a giveaway. Are we doing that with Terminator, right? Yes.
We are. So we're going to try and do giveaways here and there when we do these reviews. These are separate. So of course we do have the live shows that you guys tune into on Monday, and on the Levels of Geeks, like the live show, that's its own separate giveaway. But for our little podcast, we're going to do some little giveaways. You're not going to get a box full of crap. Sorry. This is not that show. That's the other show.
Yes.
But we will be doing digital code giveaways. So just so you guys know, we put up a poll. We said, hey, what do you want? Rambo, Terminator. Alex gave you guys a hint. Said one of these comes with a digital code giveaway. Y'all voted for the wrong one. But that's okay. Rambo, we do have Rambo codes, and the great part is we actually have two sets. So we're gonna figure out how we're gonna do it. But what we're gonna be doing in the future when we do giveaways, we will be adding in we've came up with a good idea. We're going to be adding in a secret password, if you will. However, the password will be a line from the movie. Alex is going to find a clip. You will then respond to us in the way we give you the instruction to respond to us with what the secret password is. It will only be in the audio version of the podcast. So if you want to win some free digital movies, you got to listen to it on Apple Music, because when the video goes up, it's going to be blurred out. No easy roads here. We're trying to build up the audio podcast. So make sure you listen there. We're going to be doing code giveaways in the future. So you never know. Well, you do know when we do Rambo, you'll be getting one, but you never know which other ones might include a giveaway, here or there. So,
yeah. So with that said, also on Levels of Geek Live Mondays and Wednesdays, we're going to be giving away for the month of November, a box haul of full of crap. So we get a box. I got a box here. And then each week we throw in some stuff. We could throw in a few Blu-rays, an action figure, a pop figure, 4Ks, video games, music CDs, digital codes.
Yep.
The whole list is endless. And it's not cheapy stuff.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I just bought that Rambo box set. There might be... And I know, don't hold me to this because I said might, but there might be some Rambo 4Ks in that box because I don't need two copies of everything. Just so y'all know, there could be maybe one, maybe three, maybe two. I don't know. I got to ship the stuff. It depends. But I've already contributed a Blu-rays of Kick-Ass, 21 Jump Street, and Pumpkinhead Scream Factory. Alex has thrown in a Star Trek DVD set. Ninja Turtles little Out of the Shadows turtle shell case Blu-ray. There's a 3D Blu-ray in there of was it a Star Trek movie?
No, Terminator.
Oh, perfect timing. We got Terminator coming up. There was an action figure in there. So you're gonna want to win. So tune into those shows so you can get the scoring and know how you can participate and maybe win the mystery box. It's gonna be full of good stuff.
Yeah. So again, in terms of December, I'm telling you guys right now, if you guys are new to the channel, you want to subscribe to Levels of Geeks, because the big box haul of the Geek of the Month is going to happen every month at the end of every month. But for December, I'm telling you right now, is a fan appreciation day, and that box is going to be filled to the rim with whether it's a PS5 games, Xbox One games. I'm saying movies galore, Blu-ray.
I have committed to doing some fun in-show trivia contests for digital codes on the spot. So you're going to want to listen. I'm going to ask trivia questions however I like, whenever I like. You got to answer correctly. You might win a digital code in 4K of 1917. You might win a Rambo code. You might, I don't know what you're going to win, but I got stuff to give. So you definitely want to tune in.
Yeah. So tune in, guys. If you're new to the channel, please like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. If you guys are on the podcast, you're listening to us on the podcast, please rate, leave a comment, feedback, give us anything you want. We will read it, we will take it in, and we'll make the show way better the way you guys want to hear it. We'll give it to you guys the way you want it. to listen to it or watch it on YouTube. And again, if you guys follow us anyway, you guys already know what the deal is on Mondays and Wednesdays live. So with that said, Nate, please close it out.
Yes. With that said, don't forget, make sure you follow me as well at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram, Nateflix Movie Reviews on YouTube, Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts. I have a separate podcast. So, you know, make sure you check me out there. I put in a lot of work. Listen, I like to call myself, and Alex is also this. We are the busiest, the hardest working men in podcasting and YouTube, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. Guess what we're doing? Watching movies so we could do this. So we're doing it. So please support us just by listening. That's all you got to do. Subscribe and listen. As always, I am Nate from Nateflix Reviews, and he is...
I'm Alex Figueroa.
And we thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Yep. Be awesome to each other and geek out.